WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need units inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured, among them a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's Mola Lange. There's a statewide manhunt underway in Arkansas after a couple was found murdered in a state park hiking trail. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The father of the Abundant Life School shooter can go to trial. That's what a commissioner ruled in court. The shooter was 16 when she opened fire at the school in December, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West, injuring six others before ending her own life. Former Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said in a press conference one of the guns she brought was supposedly a gift from her father, Jeffrey Rupnow. He says he kept it in a safe, but also admitted that his daughter may know how to open it. According to the State Journal, prosecutors said Rupnow even sent a text to a friend just 10 days before the shooting, saying his daughter would kill him if the guns were not locked up. For each of the three charges, Rupnow faces 6 years behind bars and up to a $10,000 fine. In a preliminary hearing last week, a Dane County commissioner ruled there's enough evidence for the case to move forward. Of course, we'll continue to follow it as it moves through the court system. Meanwhile, a bipartisan move from Senator Tammy Baldwin and Northeastern Wisconsin Congressman Tony Weed. Lisa Hale explains their new bill.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation Insweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation Insweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Seriously.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin News headlines from the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Listening to my colleagues, you know, they don't even believe the shit coming out of their mouth. I love them to death, but they don't believe any of that stuff coming out of their mouth. They know he's in the file. Not, they don't know necessarily that he did anything wrong. And there's no evidence of that, of course. So we're not going to just jump to conclusion. Mm. But he clearly was very close with Mr. Epstein. His name is all over this file, all over the files, you know. And so it's embarrassing.
Mm. Thank you, Jared Motzkus. If you don't mind, I am going to jump.
All right.
I'm going to do the long jump to the conclusion that Donald Trump is, in fact, a child rapist.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. I had an itch. It was a brief pause.
I read a story over the weekend about someone saying allegedly, like, far after they accused someone of saying something, and they still got sued.
Well, I'm going to testify. Bella, you're going to back me up, right? Yes. I had an itch right before the...
Oh, yeah, you had an itch, you had to scratch it.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Batty with Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Clock it. Clock it, Chris. Clock it. You know you want to.
Clock it.
Bella's going to be on the stand as my witness. Clock it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. I love this tweet. Jason said, you know that scene in an action movie where the bad guy runs through the kitchen of a restaurant and pulls down all the pots and pans behind him just to slow down his pursuers? We're in that part of the Trump presidency. Yeah. Nice try. Nice try over there in Scotland. Wow. So, Lane Maxwell has been given limited immunity, so the child rapist has been given.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, I don't need to say alleged there.
No, she's...
Did you see any of the accusers on TV this weekend, either of you? I mean, the victims are speaking out, many of them, going, she is a monster. She is a predator. She participated in this. Some of them said she's worse than he is.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, tell me, you know,
she's the one
Magaville more than I do. In 1,000 years, pardoning the pedophile, is that going to make this go away?
No, it absolutely won't go away. But Trump has said that it's his to use. He can pardon her if he wants.
I'm allowed to do it.
I mean, even Mike Johnson over the weekend said, "Yeah, she is the most evil of evil."
Guess what? Guess what Mike Johnson becomes if, you know, J.D. Vance and the Murdochs succeed in overthrowing Trump? Vice President. Mike Johnson becomes Vice President.
Does it move
Spoiler
up?
Alert. Huh?
Does it move up like that? Does he move up to Vice President?
I believe so, yeah.
Because I know that Vice President moves up to President, but does the Speaker of the House automatically move up to...
Let's Google it. Google it. Can someone Google it? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. That did occur to me in the thought bubble, Chris. I was like, that guy seems to be hedging his bets. Okay. What's in it for him? Oh, I know. Okay, so speaking of the throwing the pots in the pans, so I texted this to Frangela. So the saying to prosecute, there he wants to prosecute. Who is it now? Beyonce,
yep.
Kamala Harris,
yep.
Oprah, and Al Sharpton.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is like, I win the, you know, just one lynching doesn't satisfy the lynch mob.
Right,
because they already made a perfectly good picnic and they're already there. So he's like, here, take all the black people.
Yeah.
He's Such a pathetic piece of... I've run out of words, Chris. And I know that's hard on a Monday in the first segment.
And you're a talk show host.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, do we need fact checkers to go? Everything he says is a lie.
Correct.
He did not pay any of these people for endorsements. It's just another ridiculous distraction.
So, yes. If the president dies, vice president...
Oh, hang on. Oh, sorry. I meant fun facts. Okay. I didn't mean to fart on you or... Okay.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's okay. A Monday. If the president dies, vice president becomes the president.
Correct.
And then they must nominate a new candidate...
For
vice president.
That's what I thought.
...that needs to get sworn in.
That's what I thought.
And voted, yeah.
So, wait a minute. If the president leaves
the speaker
for any reason...
Speaker. But if
they are second in line. The speaker is elected.
Yes, for the president.
If for some reason the president and the vice president both die or like
then
get
the
removed
speaker,
from office,
yeah.
Then the speaker
becomes
president.
So wait, the president has to die? So what
if removed from office? Like if
he steps down. Yeah.
If the president and vice president both step down or get removed from office
right.
at the same time or die, at the same time,
right.
the speaker becomes president.
So J.D. Vance gets to pick.
Yes.
Okay. So Mike Johnson's just like, pick me.
Yes.
Okay.
So in theory, he could.
Yes. Okay. But it's not automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like my theory. I still like my theory. It's Shark Week.
Maybe you should petition the government for a change in the Constitution.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I mean, they're doing it all the time now.
You know.
Who's to say it can't
happen? Wow. Okay. So that was, last week was the Obama. I still had to write this down. He said, we have Obama cold, hard, and blue. Which
what?
I think that was Bob Seska's first radio name.
Oh.
It was his first morning show. He was hard.
He was hard?
I don't know if cold and blue are still in the business, but we'll ask him.
Okay. What does he mean by blue? Like dead?
I don't know. Have you listened to any of these press conferences? He's out of his mind. He doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, my God. Of course, as usual, these trade deals are all bolt. And he's just like, look over there. Look what I did. Oh, my God. Chris, I can't even keep up anymore. Every single thing he says
can't keep up.
Is untrue. I know.
I
know.
I'm the one that has to sift through all of this for you and send you the most pertinent stuff.
Well. I just, okay. Let's just, Ford News says, Japan just released out of the $550 billion Trump said was an investment in commitments. Only 1% to 2% are actual investments. The 98% is money Japan will loan the U.S. at full market value. Trump lied. Of course he did. He lies about everything. And this art of the deal with the EU, it's another, Justin Wolfer is my favorite.
He's the Australian guy.
He's an Australian.
He's kind of hot.
Yeah, an economist. But he said, here we go. American president raises taxes on Americans across a wide range of goods. European Union president announces tax cuts for Europeans across a narrow range of goods. That's what happened there.
The art of the deal.
Oh, and he cheated at golf again. Okay, but that's just kind of
that.
Of course. Did you see that? The caddy just,
just took it out of the rough right onto the fairway. Uh-huh. Oh, nobody saw that, right?
He has cheated at every single thing in his entire life.
I have nothing for you.
Oh, my God. Clyde, there's going to be a pretty lady here later. I'm very excited. Actress Anna Ortiz is going to join us in hour three.
Hopefully.
We hope.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I had to take a treacherous route to get here this morning.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on. We hope it clears
Angry
up.
Angry men. Figure it out.
You know what? She will figure out what's going on because she is fantastic in Devious Maids, and she'll figure out what's going on. She's a sleuth in that show.
The men told Bella, figure it out.
Yeah, they weren't redirecting traffic at all. They were like, yep, good luck. Figure it out. Thanks, guy.
Wow. Anna Ortiz can figure it out. She's a smoke show and super smart. We had her on the happy hour. That's how we met her.
Yeah.
Carlos Alzraki introduced us. He was pitching his show at the time, Dangerous Gardeners, to go with Devious Maze. I guess that didn't go.
I don't think
which
so.
Which is, that's too bad. That's,
they didn't green light that one.
No?
No.
I think that would have been a perfect bookend. Anyway, okay.
Well,
so
the
anyway,
gardener on Desperate Housewives was hot.
Yeah. Everybody was hot on that
Jesse,
show. Anyway.
What's his name?
Whatever his name was.
Anyway,
Ava
she's
Longoria.
A fierce, like, you know, political activist. Uh-huh. Has a lot to say as well as, and I was saying, I don't know why for 20 years, I didn't really watch series. I don't know why. You know, because that's when, then Ugly Betty and then,
there was a time where you were watching Bill O'Reilly every night and Sean Hannity every night.
I don't know
what
my problem
that.
Was. Anyway, so now because of streaming, mm-hmm. I've caught up on her entire body of work and now I am incredibly intimidated and really nervous about this interview because she's a big deal. And I didn't really, Thank God I didn't know that before the first interview. Anyway, all right. So, Rude Pundit, who is there? Oh, speaking of rudeness,
he's back in London, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Speaking of rudeness, by the way, God, I love you, Scottish people. It's the best. Do you think we have good protest signs? I don't. But you need a dictionary because I don't know what any of their swear words are. I'm not even sure what I have to bleep exactly.
Yeah, I.
Don't worry, I'll bleep.
Oh, okay.
These are some of the terms Scottish people use for Donald Trump. Isn't it? Remember the time when our president wasn't an international embarrassment and protested wherever they went? Remember
that?
Remember Biden and Obama years?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering. Onion-eyed flap dragon.
Okay.
Leather-faced jar. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to bleep that. It's like pee, but the other word.
Okay.
Mangled apricot hell beast.
Oh.
Baw bag eyed bumper.
What's a baw bag?
I do not know. Anyone Scottish, please call us.
I have an idea.
Toupee'd trumpet. Knuckle brained fart lozenge.
Fart lozenge?
Degenerate corned beef face syrup wearing stain.
Okay.
Rug-wearing rug-wearing thunder nugget, juggling thunder.
I don't know what you're saying. You're bleeping everything.
Thunder C word.
Okay.
I've been called that, but that's, you know, but in a
by your own staff.
Yeah, in a loving way. Well, yes, no, in a not loving way, and also a loving. And then finally, a gerbil-headed, wood-stained, haunted trumpet. That's the man batter word.
Oh.
There. You say,
Bawbag means scrotum.
Okay.
Oh, thank you,
yes.
Bella. Thank you very much
typically,
for that.
Exactly what I thought it was.
The kids today are fast on that Google, I tell you what.
To describe someone ignorant, obnoxious, or otherwise detestable.
Okay.
That'll
do. All right. And it's good to hear it with Scottish accents. Here they are.
You know, America was our ally for so long. We relied on America so much. Now it's an embarrassment. I don't know. It's very, very tricky. I think politically, yes, we've got to play nice. But on the other hand, if we condone his behavior, what message are we sending out to the world?
Okay.
I want him to leave our country. He's an odious man. Horrible orange buffoon.
A horrible orange buffoon.
We second, third, and fourth that. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. What else did I miss? Did you hear this? I can't. With the, even on in the background, him like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I just, like, God. He complained that Gazans have not thanked him for
yes,
food.
Yes, he did.
Food.
He said
that's
a thank
like a
you
Zelensky.
Would be nice.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. He just advocated the removal of all Palestinians from Gaza last week and told Israel to, quote, finish the job. I don't know if you missed that. He was asked if Israel would allow more aid to Gaza. He did not answer that and said, well, you know, we gave $60 million 2 weeks ago. No one even acknowledged it. It's terrible. You know, you at least want someone to say thank you.
Nobody
said, gee, thank you very much. It would be nice to at least have a thank you.
We don't need that.
First of all, his claim the U.S. is the only country to give aid to Gaza is, you'll be surprised to know, false.
Wildly incorrect.
Secondly, they are starving. People in Gaza, even the reporters are starting to starve to death. And he literally is on record as saying Israel needs to finish that up now. Meaning, Chris, can I just say, okay, of all the things in my craw, where are the Genocide Dawn protesters? This is why with all this, you know, Trump Russia news again, just reminds me. I'm like, this is exactly what they did in 2016. You know, Jill Stein comes out of her, how do you pronounce it, cicada hole?
Cicada.
Whatever. She right?
Mm-hmm.
It's another Russian fueled, you know, vote for Jill Stein. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had, you know, Gaza protesters at every stop. And suddenly all that went away. Nothing? Where are y'all for Genocide Dawn? Right? When it's, what did we say, Chris? How many times do we say it during? If you vote for anybody other than Kamala Harris, if you stay home, if you vote for Jill Stein, you are voting for the complete and total genocide of the Palestinian people. And here we are. And it's just, oh my God, I don't even know what to say anymore. It is just tragic all the way around. I mean, they're getting fired upon when they go to get food, and it's just a ongoing tragedy that could have been avoided if we, okay. All right. I'll just leave that. I'll just leave that right. You know what? I need some rudeness. That's what I need.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll get predictions on this whole, because the thing that I'm worried about, Chris, is that this conspiracy theory that's been fueled for years is it's only Democrats on this list. So if he pardons her and she says, oh, look, and they say, oh, look, it's just Democrats, Donald Trump's not involved.
Of course.
I don't know how much of the MAGA base will go, oh, see, yeah, we told you, thanks. There's the Epstein files. Like, I don't know how far we are down this rabbit hole, you know?
It's a pretty crappy situation.
Yeah. All right, so we shall discuss. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo!
Credo!
Mobile! It's like a chorus, but like just a super
like an echo. There's
bad
an echo
one.
In here.
Yeah. Okay. State of the world. Right. Ick. Yuck. Ick.
Gross.
Yuck.
Brody.
You alternate between ick and yuck. There are many ways you can make a difference, make the world a little bit better. One small, easy thing you can do: switch your phone on over to Credo Mobile. They're one of the heroes of democracy. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. You get everything you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, bring your current number. How easy is that? And you're a hero of democracy.
Yeah.
Bam. Just like that. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a knocking.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpa.com. MadisonMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa. Doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
That was me shaking it off.
Do it to the beat, please.
Shut up. I don't know how. Just a lame-ass little white girl. Uh-huh. I'm doing the best I can here. Okay. You know what? I like to tend to like my news happy-clappy, uh-huh. Legal and otherwise.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Professor Peter. Hang on. Hold, please. That's not it.
Oh,
hey,
oh boy.
Talk among yourself.
Oh. Rutabaga.
Okay. Find it.
You only get three rutabagas.
Well, we joke about, you know, what do you call it? You know, like the John Oliver, this time we've got him, you know, and is it, he can't keep getting away with this again,
right.
Or is he in fact going to, because somebody was saying, you know, all of their relatives are MAGA, and he said, I'm telling you, they're going to believe whatever he says.
Mm-hmm.
If he pardons Ghislaine Maxwell and says it's only Bill Clinton and other Democrats on the list and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Mrs. Betty Bowers, America's best Christian.
Yes.
Says, while the Department of Justice is meeting in secret with Ghislaine Maxwell to coach her on testimony, it is hiding from us three discs containing court-authorized recordings of her phone calls, source ABC News. That is the real evidence, and this is a cover-up. I mean, so far, if you're gauging the Joe Rogans of the world, they're not buying this.
Right.
I mean, Joe Rogan just said, what do they think, we're babies? Like, you know, this is so obvious, this cover-up, and the fact that they've even offered the child rapist a limited immunity, right? It should have everybody. Professor Peter says last night's phone call from a lifelong British friend who's in the upper hierarchy of their intelligence service paraphrases his opening line. He said, Peter, I can't understand why your national media failed to report what most NATO countries in Israel have known for over a decade. That is going to be the story of our time. This mainstream media fail. Let's go to Anita in San Antonio. Hey, Anita.
Good morning. I was just going to kind of say what you just said. The MAGA base is going to buy this. I mean, they've already drunk the Kool-Aid. They're fully invested in Trump. But these, like, podcasters that kind of, you know, just jumped on the Trump bandwagon at the end, like Joe Rogan, like Andrew Schultz.
Right.
Those guys don't want to look like fools.
Right.
They don't want to look like idiots. This is very ham-handed.
Yeah.
It's just too obvious.
Well,
and he hinted at that he's going to name Democrats because he said Larry Summers and Bill Clinton. That's who you need to look into.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard him. Donald Trump
say
that.
Of course. By the way, so here's on both sides of this. Jack says Trump's poll numbers are tanking and fast. Independents are bailing. The economy's a mess. Immigration chaos is back. Even his own base is eyeing the exits. He wanted Epstein buried, but he buried himself instead. Watch the unravel. This ain't 2016. It's Judgment Day. I hope so. But this was the one I was talking about. Beck says, I see a lot of folks posting they think even MAGA will turn on Trump if he pardons Ghislaine Maxwell. And I have to admire the optimism because most of my family are MAGA and I don't believe it'll happen. They'll never question him. Whatever she spills in exchange for her pardon, they'll eat it up and they'll praise Trump for, quote, exposing the truth. You keep wondering where the MAGA line is. There simply isn't one. Not sure how happy clappy to be on this one. I want to believe, right, that this would finally be the thing, would be the breaking point, but we shall see. We'll see how rude. Well, you know what? We'll take rude pundit's temperature.
Okay.
You know, in the back way, the back door. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Immigration arrests have doubled in Wisconsin since President Donald Trump took office. That's according to a new analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Their numbers show the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. They also found that the number of people with no criminal records being arrested is five times what it was at the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal ones. However, people accused of being here illegally are often detained just like they would be in a criminal case. Until now, there was only one Immigration and Customs Enforcement holding facility in Wisconsin, the Dodge Detention Facility in Juneau. But at least three Wisconsin counties have now made deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hold people with immigration violations. That's in Ozaukee, Brown, and Sauk counties. Sauk County formalized its deal on April 1st, according to the ACLU. That agreement means Sauk County will house immigration detainees and be reimbursed $106 per person per day. The ACLU reports in 6 weeks the sheriff's office billed officials almost $5,000 for immigration detention services. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says they've always cooperated with federal authorities and this arrangement is just a continuation of that. He says Sauk County is just feeding and housing people for a short amount of time. Meanwhile, ACLU Wisconsin senior attorney Tim Muth says, quote, local sheriffs are not only passively complying with ICE requests, but actively entering into and benefiting from direct financial arrangements to house and transport immigrants, end quote. The new federal budget bill included billions of dollars for ICE to partner with local law enforcement agencies. ACLU staff expect we may see more of these deals going forward. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together, so you know each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
The latest Fox poll shows 80% of registered voters have been following the Epstein case. Of the people who've been following the case, only 13% believe the Trump administration has been open and transparent. The Epstein scandal will not be going away anytime soon.
From your lips, Ali Velshi, which are delightful, by the way. We've had them on. Very pretty.
How close have you been to
very pretty
lips?
Not that close. We don't know if Rude Pundit has his time zones screwed up. He is in jolly old England,
yes,
so we will hopefully he will join us in a bit. Speaking of polling, Chris, this is going to sound terrible, but I just not terrible, but if I were a Latino person, I would tell myself to go myself. But no, it's just, it's like 80% essentially of America want, you know, don't like what Trump is doing on immigration, want immigration relief.
Right.
I mean, as awful as this is, you're like, I hate to, because it's of all the real pain real people have had to go through. But is this the one thing that finally wakes Americans up and makes them grow a soul, grow some empathy for Latino people and say, you know, we could have had immigration reform
right.
just a few months ago. Under Trump told them kill it because he wants to demonize brown people. That's what he does.
Yeah.
It's the same play he runs all the time. It's why he's doubling and tripling down on racism to try to distract from Epstein. But I thought, you know, I don't know what you thought when you were holding those signs, mass deportations now, but this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
But now that it's hitting you, right? Like, you know, your food prices are through the roof and, you know, you can't build anything. Construction companies are, you know what I mean? On and on. That you go, okay, well, is this how you actually develop some empathy for you know, these people that give so much? And by the way, take nothing back. They pay into our economy. They keep our businesses afloat. They pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They do not qualify for Medicaid. They're not taking your stuff.
Right.
But it just, again, I'm sorry this many people had to go through, but maybe, you know, it's like Trump breaking this is the thing that finally gets us some sensible comprehensive immigration reform, which we could have had a zillion years ago if Republicans didn't always try to politicize this and use it to run on, right?
Right.
All right. I'm going to guess that Rude Pundit is face down in a pub somewhere.
I've heard from
but
him.
You know what? There's always a chance he could sober up.
I just heard from him.
Oh, yes. And?
He's not anywhere he can do it. So mm-hmm. sorry. Later this week, he said.
So when he confirmed yesterday what he meant is, unless I'm face down in a pub. Okay, we will talk to Rude Pundit later. Michael in Chicago. Hi, Mike.
Yes, I'd like to talk about a reform that can get a lot of people voting for the Democrats and help the Democrats defeat Trump, because I don't like Trump. He's a horrible president.
Okay.
Now, this is the issue of 17-year-old kids voting in primary elections in 27 states now. It's up to 27 states. They could vote in the primary election if they become 18 years of age by the general. That's the biggest restriction. You see, if you're okay. 18 years of age by general election, you could vote in the general and you could vote in the corresponding
right.
primary election.
Right.
Most people don't.
Okay. All right. Wow. I've never met anyone that's quite as loud as you are without a microphone. But okay.
What?
Yes. Hopefully that is one of the things Democrats are working on. I saw His Excellency, our friend Eric Holder on TV. They're working to stop this gerrymandering. And, you know, obviously every single tool we
yes.
can get helps.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just was. It's Monday and my ears are a little sensitive. Yes.
Newsom talked about redistricting over the
yes,
weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have that?
Yes.
I think you did. Look at you.
These guys rig the game. They play by a different set of rules. And we can sit back and act as if we have some moral superiority and watch this 249, almost 250 year experiment be washed away. We are not going to allow that to happen. We have agency. We can shape the future.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yes. More of this, please. More of this, please.
And Hochul is.
Yeah. Kathy Hochul. We've mentioned that on
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, can I just. Just because the latest distraction is, look at this trade deal. Joey says, the pitch to carmakers right now seems to be build in the U.S. and you'll have to pay a 50% tariff on your steel and a 25% tariff on your car parts, or build in Japan and you only have to pay a 15% tariff. What are we even doing here? Can someone please ask? He has no idea what he's doing on trade. Justin Wolfers, again, says the British trade deal wasn't what they said it was. The Vietnamese won't confirm Trump's announcement. The Japanese say they're not signing a binding agreement. The White House has released the text of zero deals. Maybe it's all just social media posts all the way down. I'm glad there are, you know, independent people like that, economists mm-hmm. posting about it, because the media is just, okay.
The media is worried about access.
Right. Cunningham says, so according to the outline of a framework of a possible deal, Europeans can buy American goods with no extra charge, but Americans will pay 15% more for European goods, and the dollar has declined 10% in value. Do the math. Matt McDermott said, news outlets keep calling this 15% tariff deal, quote unquote, with Europe, but before Trump, the rate was 0%. That's not a deal. It's a massive tax hike on American families. Say it clearly and stop misleading readers. Here's another thing. I was going to do support about the percentage. Everything is up in terms of inflation. And I just thought this is more instructive as people's actual grocery bills when they actually go to the grocery store. This one, Flair says, yesterday I did my monthly Costco trip. The 5-pack of steaks I used to get that I could stretch into 10 meals, that used to be $36. It's now $52.
You just steak at every meal?
The 3-pack of... Maybe he keeps some frozen. Listen, I don't know his planning. Maybe he keeps some frozen. I mean, they just over time.
Okay,
he
got
has,
it.
Maybe
okay.
not.
What?
I just... The three... You are so protein focused.
I am.
The three pack of ground beef that used to be $18 is now $23. The nut butter I use for the dog's lick pat mat. I'm like, a lick mat? I got to get one
What's
of those.
A lick mat?
It like it has like a bunch of like ridges in it,
right,
so they kind of have to like, you know, yeah. think about it when they're eating.
It's like a little game and it's a snack and a
they
game.
They make them for cats too.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's
okay.
a snack and a game in one.
Okay.
I'm going to get you one and keep you busy during the show. Who needs a protein lick mat?
Me! I do! I do!
That used to be $8. It's now $14. Serious question. What's the end game here? Where does this stop? What do they actually expect people to do? I mean, did Harry Enten talk about that as well? Just that, you know, this is apparently what he won on?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
Inflation, in my mind, was what cost Joe Biden the presidency more than any other factor.
Yeah.
And it brought him down. But guess what? Donald Trump at this point, his net approval rating on inflation among independents, it's actually worse than Biden's was a year ago. Biden was way, way underwater at minus 38 points. But look at Trump and the average of polls on inflation. Oh my goodness gracious, minus 45 points.
I love him so much. Oh my goodness gracious!
I think I hear that. What's his name? Discotheque and the Sexolettes behind him.
Yeah.
He's just so dramatic.
Uh-huh.
But it's true.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, speaking of fact checking, Trump just claimed to have ended the Rwandan genocide that happened in 1994.
Yeah.
At this point, anyone who believes anything he says needs to see a physician.
Yeah.
We said that last. I've ended a lot of wars. No.
I remember distinctly that's when Clinton was president.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was during the heady BJ days, so to speak.
Yes, because people were blaming him for bringing up Rwanda to distract from the BJ thing.
There you go.
Thing.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, remember
it's
that?
It's all
was
coming
the worst
back to me now.
Scandal, the consensual BJ among adults. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, good times. Right. Okay. Speaking of fact-checking CNN, fact-checker Daniel Dale, oh dear.
Oh,
he's going to need to go somewhere for a long rest.
He's going to need a lick mat.
Daniel Dale does need a lick mat to get through fact-checking just one Donald Trump press conference, whatever. He says his wild claim about Beyonce and Kamala Harris is a concoction of Trump's imagination. No kidding. Trump, I don't know if you saw that. Democrats illegally admit to paying, probably illegally, $11 million to singer Beyonce for an endorsement, demanded Oprah and Al Sharpton. Like I said, when just one lynching's not enough
right.
for the mob, so you got to hear. Take
right.
out all the black people, all the blacks.
A, he didn't. B, it's not illegal.
Dale said, I found this claim to about $11 million payment is imaginary. This simply did not happen.
Yeah.
There is not one shred of evidence the Harris campaign or any other Democrat paid Beyonce anything like an $11 million endorsement fee. What they did do is reimburse her production company,
sure.
which happens every single campaign
yep.
for everyone,
right.
$165,000 for production costs.
That is why Beyonce didn't appear at every event.
Right.
Because it's kind of expensive to bring her in.
Right. They are obligated by law to cover the ancillary costs related to a celebrity appearances when celebrities come to their events.
The green M&Ms.
Yes. Okay. Beyonce's own spokesperson said this is beyond ridiculous. I can't. I need a, you know what I need? A Joey in Tennessee.
Oh.
Hi, Joey. Hi.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hiya.
You talk about the tariffs. Whenever I hear Trump talking about tariffs, all I hear is Master Blaster going, embargo! Embargo!
Wow. Okay, Donna in Phoenix. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Stephanie. I'm in the bunker right now, so and let me tell you what happens if Trump resigns the JD ascend.
Donna, are you driving?
We can't really hear you all that well, Donna.
Honey, we try back from another phone, and also be
yeah.
careful because it's Were those skid marks? I just skid noises? Okay, Donna, be careful.
Yeah, I don't think the microphone in her car was.
Okay, no. Yes. Call us back from your... Oh, if you don't have a landline, just wait till you get home. That made me nervous. The whole thing made me nervous. Chris, how do I know how happy I am any given day? By how mad Donald Trump is.
Oh,
how
okay.
Very, very colicky he is.
I thought it was about how cute Bonnie is.
Trump. Oh, well, that too.
Okay.
Pretty frustrated with how Epstein's story has overshadowed his agenda. Oh, and his agenda is getting away with child rape.
Sure.
Allegedly. I had an itch on the other side now.
Or he could say, having Ghislaine Maxwell get away with child rape.
There you go.
You don't have to say
no,
alleged.
No, you do not have to say alleged anywhere in there. Trump, according to a new report, privately losing patience with the way the Epstein story. Oh, dear. Well, we should stop bringing it up immediately then, shouldn't we? We don't anybody mention Epstein again. He is seeing the current strategy of hunkering down and essentially hoping the base will eventually move on is not working. One reporter, bully on you, Scottish reporter, said to Trump, was the trade deal part of the rush to get this deal done? So, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein story is out of the... Trump's like, oh, you got to be kidding me with that. No, that had nothing to do with it. Only you would think that. No, everyone thinks that. Everyone.
Even people in his administration think that.
God, this is just, you know what I'm getting? Is it weird to, like, kind of look forward to what the distraction of the day is just because they keep getting more ridiculous? Like, you know, I say something for a joke. I'm just telling you, just clock it, Bella, in the news this week. Lindbergh baby. What else? Jimmy Hoffa? Something.
Windmills kill whales.
Did he say it again?
He said it again over the weekend.
Please, God, put in some windmills right outside his stupid, crappy golf course. By the way, have you noticed that we've lost the will to live? This was obviously a business trip. Remember when he, even in the first term, at least pretended to stop, to give up his businesses and stop making money off the presidents? It's one big, long, we're paying $1 billion for his bribe plane. They transferred funds because they think no one will see it. It's like from the nuclear fund to make his plane ready. But it'll only be ready in time for him to leave and take it with. I can't
take it with him to his library, wherever that is.
His library.
He's not interested.
I wonder if he's going to write some more pictures for his library. Isn't that what he said about that? I don't write pictures. No, you don't. You drop.
Are they going to include his signature as pubic hair?
Yes. All right, I had another thing in my head.
Bella's giving you a Gen Z stare. Yeah,
sorry. Will there be pubic hair like Chia figures in the library? I don't know. Who can say?
Like Bob Ross's hair.
Hmm? Yeah. All right, 47 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show, brought to you by the Knock Box.
Knock Box.
Listen, rude pundit. Thanks for missing your appearance. If you're traveling, you better have left some good instructions,
he
right?
He sends his apologies.
For your house sitter, yeah. Put that in your knock box. Leave instructions for your house sitter, name and number of your vet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Code to your alarm system. Uh-huh. Think about all those steps you take when if you just go on vacation. That all goes into your knock box.
Knock box.
Yep, theknockbox.com. NOKBOX. Use the code Stephanie. It's a complete system. Helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox. Comes with a comprehensive checklist. Helps you ensure. I need a list. I'm an organization, not one of my skills. You may not have noticed. it gives you. You get everything in there, right? Your insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie for that 16% off.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I am 100 years old.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Well, remember when public school was for, you know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward square dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Yep, it's full-on religious takeover of public education, funded by your tax dollars, thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511, ffrf.us/school, or text that last name Miller to 511-511. Because seriously, Jesus doesn't belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply. That's ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
And we promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Rescheduling, Rude Pundit. He is in jolly old England, gallivanting, doing something, drinking warm beer, and missing his appearance.
Maybe he was out protesting. He went up to Scotland to protest.
There you go. All right. And actress, producer extraordinaire, Anna Ortiz, live in studio. In just a bit. Okay, thank you. Michelangelo Signorelli, who we love, our buddy, our pal here on Progress, Sirius XM, says, don't buy the corporate media narrative of Trump getting what he wanted with the EU regarding tariffs. Trump is the one who caved weeks ago. EU made it clear there'd be no deal without a shift on Ukraine, which Trump made. They also made it clear this is only for Trump's term. They can end it any time. Anna, thank you. And Thread said, for the record, nobody should listen to anything he has to say about renewable energy because he is a Nazi rapist, but also because he's a moron. And yes, Threads, I do want to post that anyway. People are embedding it in their thread now.
Yes,
I did mean to say that, and I do want to share it anyway. Yeah. But thanks for checking. Laura in Virginia. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Steph and everybody.
Hiya.
Two things quick. One,
I want to share Hal's theory about Maxwell and the pardon, which I think is totally justified, is that they'll promise her that they'll give it to her on his way out of office, because then he has nothing left to care about. So, you know, she'll keep quiet. She'll gladly trade off 3 years instead of 20 years, you know, 3 more years instead of her 20-year sentence. So I don't believe he won't pardon her, at least, you know, on the way out. And then second, I just wanted to share, you know, I have one of my best friends came here as a little kid. She's Hispanic. She's naturalized. Her parents are naturalized. Her younger siblings were born here. And never in a million years did I ever think that I would have to have a conversation with her, in all seriousness, asking her if they have passport cards, that she and her daughter need to carry them all the time, her parents need to carry them all the time, that their family needs to have a plan if something happens, if one of them suddenly is unreachable. And how is that possible in America? That is
I have,
antithetical to what we're about, and it enrages me and breaks my heart at the same time.
Yeah, no, me too, and I know people here, same thing. Friends that say, yeah, I travel everywhere with my passport, because obviously if you don't get due process, you don't even have a chance to prove that you're a citizen, right? I mean, that's how much fear there is, at least out here in L.A. and I'm sure other places, but... Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, and the families don't even know the families don't know where to find them to even try to fight for due process even.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just to clarify about the windmills, why Trump is up his butt about windmills is because when he bought that stupid golf course in Scotland, the UK put a bunch of 11 wind turbine farms right off the coast, and he fought it, took him to court, and went all the way up to the UK Supreme Court, and they ruled against him. And so he has had it against wind energy ever since then.
It's a vendetta. It's a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you hope that his eventual, resting place?
Oh.
What? Just, at the time, Laura, at the time, will be like look like a putt-putt. They'll be like a butt-putt. Like, they'll be like,
he'll be perfect.
His remains will be like in a shark tank with a windmill over, there's a putt-putt. Yeah. Just saying.
There needs to be perfect.
Windmills and sharks. And also, I just recommend a splash guard on his grave. That's all I'm saying. I don't know why. Hey, have you noticed there's only one stack now, Chris? You know why? Because it's all Epstein's stack.
Let's hope so.
Every single...
We need to keep it in the news.
No, you know why? Because House GOP forms a new panel to investigate January 6th.
Yeah.
That is also... It's all Epstein's stack.
Epstein.
It's all... We're going to... Hey, boogity boogity. Look over here. We're going to prosecute... Wait, Beyonce and Obama. And they threw in Hillary just for a... Let's throw in a Salem witch trial.
Uh-huh.
While we're at it.
Yep.
Mostly the blacks, but here you go. There's a lady witch for you. Okay, why am I doing this? I don't know what I'm. This is my distraction arm. This is my Epstein.
Hand.
Okay.
You're gonna throw something. You're gonna throw something out.
Donald Trump is not done relitigating January 6th. Neither are his allies. Representative Barry Loudermilk is.
Is that the guy you called earlier?
Yes.
That's louder
he's
than
one
me.
One of the Loudermilks. There are presumably quieter milks in their family, but not the one in Congress. Okay. He announced he'll be leading a select subcommittee to once again investigate. Oh, my God. Investigating the January 6th committee that investigated the things.
Yep.
Okay. By the way, the end of this story, as always, we must marvel that federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies then under Trump's command conspired to prevent his reelection. Yeah, there's... some flaws in the logic of the whole...
You think?
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, actress Anna Ortiz coming up in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin news headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House announcing a new trade deal with the European Union. Goods from the EU subject to a 15% tariff from now on. Europe also agreeing to buy more energy supplies from the U.S. President Trump in Scotland alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer laying out a new deadline for Russia to avoid even more sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
Trump and Starmer also talking about the situation in Gaza.
The European Union is very much involved in wanting to help with the Palestinians in terms of getting people fed.
Israel allowing a pause in military operations so more humanitarian aid could get to those suffering from starvation and malnutrition. More than 150 million Americans sweating it out again today as another heat dome envelops much of the country. This is ABC News.